you're holding that test vov omer alf. When the middle of Shiloh, when the Mishnah says in Mesu Yiftu, again, the Reish of the Mishnah, we add this Baim that had a Mum Kavu on it, and then you will Makdish it. So there's only Chalak Dusha's Dhamam on it. So the Mishnah says, even though the Behemoth dies first, still you're allowed to be part of you could redeem it. And then where it said, it goes according to Shimon Sheet to the Yolds, Kotchim is Beich was Bechal Hamod of Arocho, that only by Kotchim that a Behemoth has Dusha's Aguf. The other lochers that would die, you can't be poyed, like it says in the safe of our Mishnah, because it's bechal amod of arocha. But kotchin bedek habayis, that was not bechal, that was not bechal amod of arocha. That's pshana Mishnah. That's what the Rashi says. Even though it dies, you could be poyed. So Mor says, who argues in the Bshimin? They came out as Tony the Bay Levi, that he says hakol hoy bechal amod of arocha. But it comes out, but the chum that argue against the Bshimin, they would agree over here that you could be poyed it on bedek habayis. So we ask the question on top of Tes Vav Yehochi like Zu Divrei Rebbe Shimon or Machlokusei Mi Boilei. Why does the Gemara say that our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shimon? It should have said stronger that the Mishnah goes according to Rebbe Shimon, and even the Rabbanim argue with him because they also agree on Kachi Bedek Abayis that you could redeem it. Doesn't need a mother or Ocha. So Amr Rav says Amr like this Amri that Rav Rebbe Shimon Malokish. She goes like Rebbe Shimon Malokish. Generally he says the Rabbanim Kachi Bedek Abayis so Bechal Mother or Ocha. Kotchim is beyach, so heavy bechalal mod of arocha. From tukum asis and kerabonin, that according to rabonin, kotchim bedek habayis was yes, and not kotchim is beyach. If so, it does the sefer doesn't come out good. The Talmud says it says in the sefer the yenesi yikovra says still in the sefer when has a kedushas misbeyach that you can't redeem it. Why? Because of bechalal mod of arocha. So that's not like the rabbanon. So we say, Mayhu told you the whole meisti kovim mishum the boy of the rochu. That's the reason. Dilma mishum the employedim as a kotchim. Nachilin the kolavim with the who. Maybe that's the reason why. So Amri, I tell you, no. Him came and saw nisni and nasa treifa. The mishum says that a bitzis. Even when the behemoth comes to treifa, you kovim you have to bury it because you can't be poided. Even though you could make a mother of a rochu, it's alive. But since you can eat it, so the mishum says that a bigger chiddush. So since it only says meisu, it's sarai. It's only because of a mother of a rochu. The voice of another pshat is the Olam Rav Krab Yechon Sirilei. The Tanya is the Divrei Rabbi Shimon Machukus Ein Echnami. According to Rabbi Yechon, it comes out according to both of them. Because Rabbi Yechon says that Rabbanon held both do not need Hamad of Arocha. So Ein Echnami, so the Mishnah comes out both according to Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon, both hold at least of Akdush is Bedek Abayis, you do not need Hamad of Arocha. So even though it's Nesu, still you could be prayed to it. Then it says the Mishnah of Akkadim Hekdeshin. So that if first you are Makdish, if first you were Makdish to Behemah, and then later became a Baal Mum, then it has all different halachas. How do we know all these different halachas? Kids and the milk is the losa, even after you pray to it. So Mor says, how do we know all this? How do we know that if you had a Behemah that was a Korban, you were Makdish at a good Kedushas Aguf, and then later becomes a Baal Mum, so even though you're allowed to be prayed to it, still has Yisurim. So Mor says, the Tanur Rabban went like this. Vosik says, Tzvi. Says like it's like a deer. Like the behemoth, after you poider it, it has a loch like a deer, like a tzvi. The apostles say really, could tzvi kail, that this behemoth that was once a korban, and it became a baal mum, and if you redeem it, so the apostle calls it like a tzvi and like an eye, like a deer and like a rim. So we dash in ma tzvi potem na b'chayra, just like a tzvi has no din b'chayra, it's potem na b'chayra. Rashi says that the korch of a tzoyn chliksiv, there's only loch of a bechorah by a bokor of a tzoyn, not by a chaya. A tzvi is called a chaya, even though it's a kosher a chaya, but there's no din bechorah on a tzvi. It's only on behemoth. It is so af psuli hamakdoshim, the same thing, this korban, after it becomes a baal mum, and even after you redeem it, now if it gives birth the first time, you put them in a bechorah. That's called the af psuli hamakdoshim turim in a bechorah. Now, if so, I understand to say it's potem and abchayro, but maybe v'loy yotzia samatonis, but maybe I would not potter it for matnes kuna, meaning if you shech the behema after you poider it, maybe slav v'chiyah to give this royal l'chayim akeba to a kain. On this note, Talmud Lamed, the pasuk says, ayil, it says that this psulim hamikdoshim is like, it's been like an ayil, like a ram. If so, ma'ayil, just like ma'ayil, potem and abchayro amin amatonis, just like an ayah, which is a chaya, there's no din maton, there's no din b'chayr on it. So I tell you, af psulim hamikdoshim, anything by psulim hamikdoshim, p'turim min abchayr min amaton. It's potter from both. So that's the limud, the pasuk calls it like an ayah and like a tzvi. Now the Gemara says, Yeah, Rush is also by Matonis also it says Im Shorim Sid. That's with Afke Behema, not a Chaya. So we raise the question: if so, Ima Tzvi Vayo, just like a ram and a deer, Cholbon Muta, the Chelev Shabai, it's Muta. We know the Chelev, the Treifa fats, by a Chaya you'll not eat it. It's only by the Behema it's also. So maybe you saw Absulam Gdoshin Cholbon Muta. Maybe also the Chelev, the Chelbon. Maybe the chaylev of the psula matoshim, even though it was a regular behema, but maybe now since it was a korban and you poyder it now, maybe its chaylev should be mutatit. On this Talmud Lemon, it says ach cholok, ach it says ach means cholok. It's separate. It's not completely 100% like its tzvivayel. That even though tzvivayel that's a real chaya over there, the chaylev is muta. But over here, lemaisa, since the behema, avad it still has the isa chaylev on it. Some amount. What we just got finished saying. Just one that a psula medoshim is like a tzvi. I would have thought to say that if it gives birth, there's no kedushas bechor. But maybe when you shecht it, you have to give matonis. So the question is, ma'ishin no oitzias a bechor shein shalva bakol. Why do we say it's part of an bechor? Because you don't have it by all cases. Like a bechor only applies to a zohar, not to an akeva. For oitzias a matonis, I would not think that you're part of a matonis shalva bakol. Because matonis, any behemah yeshecht, even when it's mekev or a zachor, you have to give the matonis to a kohen. So I would have thought this even by psula mekdoshim, maybe there's a mitzvah to give the matonis to a kohen. Talmudon, the pasuk says no ayel, that psula hamekdoshim has looked like an ayel that you put up in matonis. Now, omalev of popular baya is still, e matzvivayel, just like the tzvivayel, these two chayas. Ein oisav yes benoi noig them. There's no din oisav yes benoi. It doesn't apply by a chaya. If so, maybe let us shech the mother and the kid the same day. If so, maybe af psuli hamagadoshim ein oisav yes benoi noig boy. Maybe within once the baby became psuli psuli hamagadoshim, and even if it gives birth later, maybe you let us shech the mother and the kid the same day. On this omalei, he said no. Manashach lemay madness lu. Like, how do you want to look at this behemoth that it was once a korban, then it became a balmum, and now it's chulin, now you repoider it? Hamanashach, I lechulin, if you want to look at it away now, since you already redeemed it already, so you want to say now it's like chulin, Hamanashach, then oisav yespanoi noigvoi. On a regular behemoth chulin, it applies the yisav oisav yespanoi. Elamai vi lekodesh, if you want to look at the way it was at the beginning, before it had its balmum. When it was a regular korban, if so, also oisav yespanei naig by yana gemar and chulin, that oisav yespanei applies even by kachim also. That's all manashach. It's chayav an oisav yespanei. Omlai says a vaktim mihochi. If so, gabe chelboy namine mihochi. So the same thing about its chelav also about the fats. Like what do you have to have a special pasuk for? Say the same ach kolik for. Say the same about the fats also. Lemay matmislu ilu chulon chelboy nosa. If it's the metachul this behema now, the behema, the chelav of the behema is also. Vila kochim, elamai, you want it the way it was before, was kochim, chelbon is also. So what do you have to have a posik ach cholot to tell me that the chelav of sumadashim is also, the chrub shita the chelav should be also. No matter what it is, whether it's chulun or whether it's kochim, it's also. Omal, he said, lav miyama, didn't I say ach, v'loy cholbon? So true, you're right, I need the posik. So Aimanami Ach Vloyosav Yespanoi. So say the same thing also, Ach Vloyosav Yespanoi. That Ainachanami, that you wanted to say Yosav Yespanoi should be potum, the teratis from the word ach, we learn it out, ach cholok, that not for everything is the Psudan Magdoshim like its three vayil. It's only like it for the first halachis. That it's potum in Abakhurin, potum in Amatonis. But halachis in the goof of the behemoth itself, that it doesn't change. That they still have the Yisra 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 Benoi, and its Chelev is still also. Yeah. Rav says like this, Ach Le Yisra Yisra Benoi Hu Di Yosa. No. The word Ach Cholik only comes to teach us Yisra Yisra Benoi, that it applies to Psula Midoshim. But the Chelboi, how do we know to say that the Chelev is also? That's Midomai Nach. Learn off another Pasuk, the word Midomai. The Pasuk says, Rak es Doma Le Teichel. It says, next to post, you can't eat the dam. Rak, as Rashi says, b'v'chor ba'amum k'siv. Yeah. So it's next to post. So my dam, what does it mean to say you can't eat the blood? Elaim, if you want to tell me, dam, imam, she's not to eat the blood of the animal, lo ye'el adam, and the tzvi v'ayel. The same thing, the blood of a tzvi and an isle, of a rim and a deer. Otto dom and the tzvi vayo mishori, like you think it's muta, the isa dam applies to everything. So manashach, what do I need a pasuk for? Rak is dom alay teicha pshita. Ela means like this, domoy chelboy, it means here, chelb, that's what it says. It means tell us that the chelif, the fat of psula midoshim, it's asatit. Don't think it's like a sviva ayol, it's like a chaya, no, it's a behemoth also. So most of the soul still, the licht of Rachmona Chelb, let's say it very clearly, that the chelif of the psula midoshim is also, what does it say dumb for? So most of the ikos of Rachmona Chelb, have a minahani, a keshav, ani kro. Maybe you could use both, you use the hekish, that it's like it's sviva ayol, the psula midoshim, and also this kro that says don't need its chelif. What does that mean to say? That ahani hakeshel mutimikoros, because of the hakesh that this psula mekdoshim is like its revival. I would have thought to say if you eat its chelif, you're not chayiv koros. Only by regular behemoth is there a chayiv koros. But over here by psula mekdoshim, remember there's no chayiv koros. The chikos of koros, one is the word koros, oichol chelif the behemoth dichsev. By regular behemoth, shneur mitzvahs kichol oichol chelif mina behemoth. So by regular behemoth, there is nisa koros. But here, since it's a psula, Mekdoshim would have thought to say, maybe not chayiv koros. But via Hani Kor, the pasuk also teaches us to say le'toich adomoi. That means chelev le'mekum alei b'lav b'yalma. That you're over lav b'yalma. So maybe take a both pasuk and apply. So that's why the Torah says the word chelev. Yeah. I mean, no, of course, that's why the Torah does not say the word chelev. If it would have said the word chelev, I would have thought like this. That's taka an isatidit, but only a lav. Not a chiyuv koros. Lahoch yafkrach mona b'loshen doma. Therefore, the Torah says it, even though it means chelav, it says loshen doma, the blood. Lemla, come teach us. Ma doma, just like by blood, there's no heterim. It's always b'koros, yichayev koros. Av chelba, the same thing. They eat the chelav, the fats of this behem of sulam gedoshim. You should know there's no pturim, but rather you still chayev koros. That's all I know to say that chelav applies. Ben chami ach come teach us. Reisav his bnei also applies. Avimur says, "Vahaytona ach v'loy chelba kama." I before the brayser we learn when it says ach, it comes to teach us that the chelav is also. So how could you say now it's coming to Yisuf yes pnoi not chelav? So where's the hachikom? This is what the brayser meant to say before. Ilu lenem adam. If the pasuk were to said the word domoi to exclude to say that the chelav of psul madashim is also, ha'yi shomer, then I would have said I know it from ach v'loy chelba. That's how I could have learned it out from. But ach shor shenem adamoi. Now that the Pasuk Taka says the word domoi, which means to teach us that the chelav of psula midoshim is also, so once I know that's also, what do I do with the word ach cholok? It comes to teach us that even though the Torah says this psula hamidoshim is like its revival, but it's not 100% like it, and that's the ach cholok, then certain words are different. That there is an issa, issa vyes benoi, it applies to psula hamidoshim. Because the maisa, the mitzvah says it is a behemah. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yein yoytze lechulin," that even after your poida, when you had your korban, and later becomes a balmum, that you could redeem it, it does not go out completely. You still can't shear off the wool, or you can't work with it. Minor and Emilia, how do we know this? The Tana Rabbanan like this. The pasuk says, "Tizbach," that after you redeem it, you're allowed to shecht. It means you're allowed to eat it, but v'lo giza, you have no right to shear off, to hold it, and shear off the wool and use the wool. Basa v'dashin v'lo cholav, you're allowed to eat the milk. I'm allowed to eat the meat of the behema, but v'loy cholov, you're not allowed to milk it. You're not allowed to eat, drink the milk of the that comes out from the behema of the psula hamikdashim, even after you redeemed it. Then we dashin v'yachalta that you're allowed to eat it, but v'loy leklovecha, but you're not allowed to give it to your dogs. You can't give it to your dog. The dog to eat. So we come from here. We learn out shein the poydem es hakodeshim lachilum leklovim. Let's say the behema, his korban became a treifa, and then it became a balmum. So in such a case, you can't redeem it. Because since it's a treifa, you're not going to be able to eat it. So if you redeem it, all you can do with it is like sell it to a guy or give it to a caliph. So with dashin that you can't. You're not allowed to be paid the kodeshim lachilun the klofi. That's the drasha of the yachalta only if you're going to eat it and not just to use it to have an offering. Now, ikodiyami sums like this. The pasuk says with dashin tizbach the yachalta means ein lechodem heter achilo ele mishas v'ichav yelech. Means you only allowed to have enough from it or eat it after you shecht it. Mashem came the cholov, the milk is also. Avol, but avol, poid the mesakodishim lachim leklovim. But the second drasha they don't make. And that's the machlokes. You allowed to be poid the kodishim If we know the only thing you could do is to just give it to your caliph. That's what Machloek is, how you dash in this posik. You dash in the thoughts an Isser or not. According to the second Girsa here, there's no Isser. Maybe you would be allowed to point the Kodshim to give it to Lukhlovin. Yeah. Then it says also, Vlodon v'cholbon also liachar pidyonin. Even after you redeem this korban that has the mum on it, you can't have hano from its vlad. The vlad is like still kochim, and then the milk is also lost. You can't have hano from the milk. So heichidam, what are we talking about over here? The vlad. And then if you want to tell me the abe v'yisod liachar pidyonin, that after you redeemed it, then it gave birth, and then it became pregnant, then it gave birth after you redeemed it. So we said that that's the case. Amai, why can't you have a no from it? Vlad sviv ayil minu. The Torah says once you redeem it, it's like it's sviv ayil. So who are you allowed to have enjoyment from the kid of its sviv ayil? So you're also chur should be mut to the kid. Hello, the case must be the avel lefnei pidyonin, that it became pregnant before you redeemed it. You had this pora that was a carbon shlomim, and after it became, then it became a balmum and it was pregnant. And then you first pray to it. And the Yisrael of the Yachad Pidyonin gave birth after you redeemed it. So in such a case, we say the Vlad still has Kedusha, you can't have a no from the Vlad. Mashma though, Holifnei Pidyonin, let's say gave birth before you were prayed to it, then Niknes Nami Kotri. Mashma then, not only is it also about no life, but it even has a Kotrim on it, has Kedusha, it has a Kedusha on it. And Mashma, that Rashi says, no, the Miktesh Nami Kotri. Allah Kedusha is a good one, didn't bring it for Korban. So the question is, we know in the middle, how do we know this from? Rashi said, Levnei Pidyonim in Nodu Kotri. How do we know that it gave birth before you were prayed to it, that it has Kedusha on it? The Torah of Baruch Hu this. Pasuk says, Zohar is Lerabis Tes Avlad. Rashi says, Zohar, says the word Zohar over here, is Lerabis Tes Avlad. Rashi says, Kabe Shlomim, because it says it by Shlomim. Im Zohar in the Kever, Tomim, Okroi Yisairuhu. The Torah should have kept quiet. The midlak cover by zochos or cover the ola. Yeah, lomli zochos. So the next word zochos extra. So the darshan the rabbi is vlad shlomim. That after shlomim gives birth, the baby has kedusha to it. Has the same kedusha like its mother. It has a kedusha shlomim on it. That's from the word zochos. That is a vlad. Oh, nikeva. The person says the word nikeva is the rabbi says that tamura. Some teach us to a din, there's a din to move around it also. The Rabbi says that Tumura. So what, if you have a behemoth that has Kedusha's Tumura, if it gives birth, Lukur also it has Kedusha on it. Now, V'yeli yele v'la t'mimim or Tumura's t'mimim. I only know so far if you have a behemoth that was a tam and it gave birth, or else you have a korban or Tumura. It means you first had a korban, you took another behemoth and said zu tachazu. You took the next time and said you want the kedusha to be chal on this one, so it's chal. And now if it gives birth, when it's a tam, that its kid is kaddish. That's what I know so far. But v'lodei bali mumim, who tumuras bali mumim. Minan, how do we know to say where the mother was a bal mum that its kid is also kaddish? Kishuam, when the pasuk says im zochor, the im is the rabbi's vlad bali mumim. And in the kever, the rabbi's tamura is bali mumin. That even though the mother, the tamura, is a bal mum, when she gives birth, the kid is kodesh. Now the question is, oisai vlodas, these kids, shalacha pidyoinon, after you pray to them, matei aleim. So like this, again, in the case of the Mishnah, where the mother was a korban, it became a bal mum, then it became pregnant, and then you apply to it. You apply to the mother. And then it gives birth. So we say the halacha is what? That the vlad is arasa. That's the Mishnah saying the vlad is arasa. Then we're saying, oisan vlad shlacha pidyonin. That after you apply to the mother, now it gave birth, matay aleihem. What can we do with these kids right now? The Mishnah says they're arasa. But what can we do with them? I don't know. Rashi says no. No, Rashi says, Oisin Vlodois Shaliacha Pidyonin. Rashi says, Noldu Vinis Abru Koidin Pidyonin Matelayim. That is Noldu Vinis Abru, they came pregnant. Tolechozlo Gufno Dom, the Vishal will soon see. It's like this. Mosk Matelayim. Lefne Pidyonin, the ones that came out before you appointed them, before you appointed the mother, if she gave birth, I'll tell you over there, Mifla Pligibo. There it's a machlokes. Ikalamandiyam is one that says, Kotshim Likorav. So listen, even though the mother is a Baal Mum right now, but since you were not appointed the mother, it has Kedusha on it, so when it gives birth, and the kid is a Tamimim, so it has Kedusha Saguf, Islam could be brought for Korban. Because it's coming from the mother that was also once a Kedusha Saguf. Even though she became a Baal Mum, so what, the kid now gets the Kedusha the mother once had. But the Yikud Lamandiyam, the one that says no, Kotchaleriyah, know that you can't bring it for a Korban, because it's only coming from Kedusha the mother has right now, which is a Kedusha of a Baal Mum, you can't bring it. So the answer is you have to let the kid pasture in the field until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you can be part of it. Rashi says, wait, let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you can sell it. So that's if the kids were born before you were poida. But pidyoinoi matalehim. But liacha pidyoinoi matalehim, what's going to be if first you were poida the mother, and then she gave birth? So that our Mishnah says those lodas are also, what can you do with those lodas? Could you be poida them or not? Some Rav Huna says, koinsum lekipo vein mason. There's nothing to do with it. You can't redeem them. So you have to just lock them up in a room like, and let them die, starve them to death. But the Mishnah says, because the hechi levet, what else could we do with it? Lik revinu, if you want to bring them for korban, let's say they're a tam, they're a good behemoth. No, mikoyach kedusha dechuyi kosi. That they came out of the mother from a kedusha dechuyi, means the mother true was once a korban, but then it became a baal mum, and the frat now that you're ready paid to the mother. So it's not so strong the kedusha on the kid. Rashi says, Kedusha Dechuyah, pushed away Kedusha, Rashi says, the Yispu Taparus, there's two things wrong here. Chod, the one, the Moisayim Bali Mumim, the mother is a Baal Mum right now. Shenira, she was once fit for Korban, but Nitzchak got pushed away. The Yait, second, Liacha Pidyonin, although this kid now was born after you already redeemed the mother. Veinatsman and Yokolat Fisan, the Kedusha Gemura, Lakrib Hoyal Beyitchu, Sulem Echsei. The kid said, this kid right now, it's Kedusha, Vamish Dechuyah. If so, for sure you can't be makabed on the mizbeach. That's for sure not. I live for kinu. The Gemara says, okay, let's go and let's be poyed with them. Let's go redeem it. Someone says, no, the svar is lo yalimo lemitvas pidyonoi. It's not that strong to be tofas pidyonoi. Because to redeem kedusha, it has to have a strong kedusha. If you have a lot of kedusha there, then you could redeem it. It could come off and go on to the money. But in the case, or you could take it off with the money. But in the case where the Kedusha L'Chila is not so strong, you can't take it off with money. So therefore, you have to just let it die, lock it up in the room. You can't do anything with it. So that's the halacha. Otherwise, Amid Marov in Yisrael, he said, Mishmed Rabbi Chanina, name Rabbi Chanina, that Samach Lepidyonon Matfisan L'Shem Oysi Zevach, that the Eitzer is, right before you pray to the mother, the best Eitzer is to be Matfisit L'Shem Oysi Korbin. Yeah, Matfisan L'Oysi Zevach. So Morris says, Samach lepidyoni, means right before you poyde the mother, lemeimer, what do you want to tell me? Oh no, the havamimer is, right before you poyde the kid, the havamimer is. Let's see, Rashi says, b'tzmiyah kloyma, d'shach lemeimer b'loshem p'diyah, kloyma sh'yat v'zal b'tzmiyah v'loy alimeh. Yeah, the havamimer is right now, you should be poyde the kid. So he says, what, right before you poyde, what the Chlin says, Samach lepidyoni, matvis l'shem oysezevach. So the more some of the bidyonei lemeim of the bevniyaninu, we just got finished saying you can't be poyed to the kid. It doesn't have enough kedusha. You can't take off the kedusha. Ela rather it's like this. Eleima somach lepidyon iman means before you go and be poyed to the mother. Like if you have this korban, the dispara that was once a korban and became a baal mum. So you want to go redeem it and you know it's pregnant. So the answer is before you redeem it, then matfis l'shem oisei zevach, be matfisit. Rashi says the hashta chalalem kedusha liyatzman the chashvinu plepokul yisayve de pidyon iman o umamtin achimumu parklu. The mashmi could be chal kedusha upon the vlad, the kid inside. You'll be matfis, like you make it to be kedush, and therefore that kedusha stays on it, and therefore later when it's born, then you'll be able to be poyda to redeem it. That's the eitzah. That's what we're saying right now. Somach lepin, right before you poyda, you redeem the mother, matfis l'shem oisei zevach. So there's a time of my, what's the reason? Omer Rabbi Levi, Gzeira Shem Yigdol Mehem Ador Medorim. So Rashi, the time of my, says Omer Afuna, Mumsin. So the Kashrut Hakim Afuna before said you should kill it. why don't you have the Seitzer Ram Chanina better? So he answers back, it's a gzera. Rashi says it's a gzera. If he says that the Tekona, let them give birth, then people keep on holding them, and there'll be loads of Psulim HaMekdoshim, and they'll come to be Takovas then, because the Psulim HaMekdoshim is also to work with it, it's also the Giz of Avodah. So we don't want it to be around so much. So therefore, look, at Chilu, we don't give this Eitzah. Chilu, we say, don't be matrasit, and Adarab, when the kid is born, there's no Eitzah, just let it die. But if you want to know, there is this Eitzah, that before you pray to the mother, go ahead and be matrasit the kid, the Kedusha, and then the Kedusha will stay there. You tell him, Maimur Levi, we're afraid maybe you'll have flocks and flocks of them. So therefore, look at Chilu, we don't tell you to do this Eitzah. The Chilu we just said, let it die. Boy minei revinim roshesis, mal shematvisin l'chol zevach shiyitzo. When we tell you now put kedusha upon the kid, can you make any kedusha or only the same kedusha the mother had? O malay, ain matvisin no yikili matvis to any korban you want. My time o malay, goma b'sherecha b'sherecha m'bechor. Ma b'chor ain matvisin l'chol zevach shiyitzo, you can't make it any korban you want only to a b'chor. Tichtiv ach b'chor shiyavukul Hashem b'behemo, lo yakdish yisoysoy. Is afhani in matvis nechozevach shiyotza? You can make it to any korban you want, only to the korban you have. Yeah, Rashi says ain matvis elulius is only to that korban that it was before, but he can't make it into another korban, and that's the limit from bechor that once the bema has kedushas bechor, you can't put another kedusha on it. And Tanya we learn kavostor also proved through Rosheshes. It says kodeshim shekodam mum kavur lekadeshon. If before you were makdashit, the behemoth first had a mum on it. So lochur is v'niftu, then you poider it. So it says now Mishnah, there it has no kedusha, because lechatchila wasn't chalak kedushas aguf. It was about mum at the beginning. So you only makdashit for the value of its money. So when you redeem it, the kedusha goes off completely. So then the lochur is chayovim b'bechor v'matonis. You have a chiyah b'chor n'matona. Bein lefnei pidyonu bein achar pidyonu. Whether before you poider, after the poinyon, hagoyiz v'voyve v'hem, and yisofik yasaboyim. If somebody works with it or somebody shares off, you're not overlap. So the question is, bein lefnei pidyon benachah pidyon oyeh. The same thing, whether before you poider or after you poider it, and oisin tamura. It doesn't make tamura, because again, there's never chalak kedushas aguf over here. Or lefnei pidyon before you poider it, though moilum behem. There is an isamila because it has a kedushas damam on it. Liyachah pidyonin, but once you redeem them, ein moilum behem. Then there's no more isamila because once you redeem it, you take off the kedusha. When they give birth, these behemoths, it's choyl. V'niftin t'mimim. If you want, you could redeem it, even though it's a tam. So choyl just means it has no kedushas aguf on it. It only like belongs to Egdish. So you could redeem it, even though it's a tam. U'matvis nechozevach shiyotza. Here, this korban, this behemoth that has no kedusha, now if you want to be matvishit for any korban you want, you could. So klal shadow is the klal. Harein kechul nechol devrayim. These kids are mamish chulun 100%, because since the mother was never a kedushas aguf, you were makdish the mother after she was a bal mum, so it was only chal kedushas dam. That's all. And ein lechavem el mitzvahs al eluya bavad. There's only a mitzvah when you want to redeem it to see how much it's worth, and that much money you give to hegdish. That's all, because that's the only thing you were makdish at the beginning for, to give the value of it to hegdish. Avokodom hegdeshin es mum. Unless at first you were makdish a behema, and then it became a bal mum. First it had a mum that's going to go away, which means nothing, and then you were makdish it. So the kedusha was chal. Uliyachem ikan leda nerled mum kavua. Then it's chal mum kavua. The niftu, and then you redeem it. So it's clearly like our mishnah pturim and abechorim and amatonis. Your pot was like a three vial. Your pot of an abechorim, pot of an amatonis. Now, bein lefnei pidyonim, even before you redeem them, bein liyachah pidyonim, even after you redeem them, hagoyz is whoever shares off the wool. The yovib and whoever works with them, sefik esaboyim. That's this lab, that's before tizbach, that you can only shecht it and not do work with it. Now, bein lefnei pidyonim, whether before you redeem it, bein liyachah pidyonim, oisin tamura. It also makes tamura. Since the mother first had kedusha on it, so kedusha never goes off, it can still make tamura. Lefnei pidyonim, before you pray the merlim, it has nisamilo. Liyachah pidyonim, but once you redeem them, though, ain merlim, and there's no nisamilo anymore. V'loid desayim, let's say they give birth, kodesh. They have kedusha on these kids. And v'yein niftin tamimim. And you can't be pray to them, even though they're a tam, that we had before. because the kedusha is not that strong. And if you want to be matkashit like before, you pray to the mother, you can't start making kaddish for any korban you want, only to the same type of a korban the mother was before. And kolashov, what's the klal over here? Harayin kehedgish tochod avrayim. The mamash like hedgish tochod avrayim. That this psula medoshim, since the kedusha was chal first, even though it became a balmum, and even though you poider it, after you redeem it, the only difference is that you have a right to eat it. That's all. But not to do work with it, and it even still gives off tamura. Klalus shall David, Zemar explains now. It says the klal of both cases. So klalus shall David the ratio at the beginning, lasuya shirchtam akus tapota. Then the ratio, where it was a balmum first, so the kedusha was never chal. So even if you shecht the behena outside the base of Migdish, even before you plater it, still the locher is your potter, you're not chayiv, because you never had a kedusha the goof on it. And klalus shall David the sefer, lasuya cholboy. That is also Rashi lasuya cholboy. The also lasuya shechta mechutz techayiv. No, that you don't say. Because the cholov is also even afterwards. The cholov always remains also. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. So at the end of the table, then turn over. We'll do over again this last gemara.